Yes, it happened. We lucked out of our dour views and into the future with our little creation pulling us there. If only it was all real and not just a daydream conjured up by our scribe. Speaking of which, the guy is real, and he had this amazing idea, even though he's 76 as we speak and nearing the end of his story. Imagine a world where families consist of somebody on every continent and of every race, or at least a few, such that when they get together, it's like the UN on a much smaller scale, but where the delegates are related by blood. Such families might notice that a problem in one place seems to be a problem in other locations too, and band together to do something about it. Sing the same tune to amplify it, if you will. It's true, the Coronado types might decide to go into the export-import biz instead, and I suppose there'd also be the lazies who'd be satisfied just knowing they know somebody who might put them up when they go on vacation. In any case, our scribe imagined such mini UNs might be born if he swung by his local sperm bank one day to make a donation and offer to pay couples taking his on condition. They get together with other couples who made the same choice so that his offspring could meet with their kin and thus learn about the world and mull what to do in it. The net result being that he'd thus have enabled his forebears, who took as long as evolution to create him, to get to see what happens, whether it be the end of the world or our kind's endless progress, such that we can finally answer that niggling obsession, why? And, with that finally known, hopefully then do something intelligent. In short, he'd have done what he could to increase the likelihood of our kind continuing on the path to enlightenment by not destroying each other or our world intentionally or even unintentionally, but instead recognizing and dealing with issues so that we're able to keep on keeping on. At least that was his idea. But then he stumbled onto a news article about serial sperm donors. Even though one sperm donation yields oodles of seeds, it turns out some guys donate sperm repeatedly, some because they know they're making couples happy, some because some couples are so desperate for kids they pay for sperm.
On their cereal?
No, you're spelling it wrong. Cereal.
It sounds surreal. Is it a language thing?
It's beginning to sound like it. So, talk about a change of plans. So now, our scribe has decided to switch to just trying to make the offspring of such donors aware they've got relations far and wide. The couples who raised them could be proud of the kids banding together for a cause benefiting everybody. The result could even be what our scribe was shooting for, and on a broader scale than if he alone managed to father one such tribe.
On the lay, John.
No, and Dale. Right, Coronado?